Hey, everybody. It is Vegas Vince with Barter Arbitrage 2.0. I am filming again live on a busy Saturday night in the restaurant, but this is just a pure badass story. What if you were a fledgling little radio station back in 1977 and you couldn't even make payroll? That would kind of suck, you know? And any of you in the radio business, I know my man Dave Hughes is, you know, you have that little closet, because let me tell you, all radio stations do trade. They just lie and say they don't. They all do it. They have this little prize closet, which are items that advertisers have traded them for advertising space, because, as I've told you before, it's better to get something than nothing. Well, back in 1977, there was this gentleman, and his name was Bud Paxson, and he had a little radio station in Florida, and again, for whatever reason, not doing too well, and he had payroll, and he had no money. Problem, right? Well, he took a little perusal through his prize closet and discovered he had 1,400 frigging can openers. Yeah, can openers. Nothing sexy, nothing exciting. Can openers. And again, this is back in 77. This was his little prize closet. Now, what do you think he did? Well, interestingly enough, he decided, I got to make payroll. I'm going to be out of business. I'm going to have a lot of pissed off people. So he decided he needed to cash convert those 1,400 can openers. And he decided to do a little mini auction right on the radio. Long story short, and by the way, they retailed at the time for $9.95, and because he traded them for airtime, he had absolutely nothing into them. Long story short, he sold all 1,400 of them and created quite a bit of cash. Do the numbers, 1,400 can openers at almost $10 a piece. So he had plenty of money to cover his immediate cash flow issues. Now, once this happened, our friend Bud figured out that maybe selling stuff on the radio wasn't such a bad idea, and he began trading other goods and services he had accumulated, trading airtime for stuff. Within 60 days, this little Florida station was in the black, and the entire concept of selling on air direct marketing started getting tested on these little local television stations. This dude literally changed the way marketing worked through these can openers. Now, make a long story short, this radio station kind of merged into what was then known as Channel 52 on Vision Cable, and in 1982, they started selling products directly to Florida viewers. Then it launched nationwide in 85. It was called the Home Shopping Club, which later became the Home Shopping Network, a company that does and is, in fact, valued at billions of dollars. And no joke, it all started with 1,400 can openers sitting in his prize closet that he traded an advertiser, that he got in trade for advertising time. Believe it or not. This is the leverage. And by the way, this is not the only company this has happened with. Carnival Cruise. Not my favorite cruise line, by the way, but let's be honest, they're massive. They started out with one ship, no money. And I actually know the guy, and we're going to try to get an interview with him as well, who actually put them in business, and he did it through barter. They traded him empty cabins. He traded them advertising. The advertising then leveraged them into the billion-dollar industry known as Carnival Cruise. Again, I'm stressing one thing. Big deals are no different than little deals. The numbers are just larger. What this guy did back in 1977 was simply take some excess inventory, again, and he leveraged it up, and it literally became a billion-dollar empire. And let me tell you something. Had he not done it, we probably wouldn't have the Home Shopping Network today. This is Vegas Vince. This is the type of badass information that you're going to be getting, but we're going to apply it in practical ways that everybody can use. Guys, the response has been incredible. My last product, Opt-In, you get that free month of one-on-one email consulting. When we get to 200, I'm stopping it, and we're at about 168 last I checked on the early bird opt-in list, so at least about 32 spots. I figure I'll have a little breakage, hint, hint, meaning probably 10-15% of you will never, ever bother to contact me, but I know most of you will. Take advantage. I'm real busy tonight. Wanted to tell you the story. 1,400 can openers literally turned into the Home Shopping Network, a billion-dollar empire. It's a true story. Take care. Stay legendary.